Mexican border state breaks records for migrant drownings near Texas. By Cartel Chronicles on August 31, 2021. The rising number of migrants trying to cross the Rio Grande into Texas has caused a dramatic spike in drownings in one Mexican border state. Since January, 110 migrants drowned while trying to cross the Rio Grande from Coahuila into Texas. The statistics kept by Mexican immigration authorities show a dramatic rise in drownings compared to other years. In 2020, authorities documented only 27 cases in Coahuila and 43 for the whole nation. The figures point to the ongoing situation this year in Coahuila and West Texas as cartel-linked human smuggling organizations move thousands of Central Americans with relatively little official resistance. The Del Rio sector, which includes the regions just north of Coahuila, documented a 1,400% increase in rescues compared to 2020. The two main border cities in Coahuila, Piedras Negras and Ciudad Acuña, were turned into human smuggling hubs used by the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas to move migrants and drugs. Coahuila is an attractive human smuggling region since it lacks physical border barriers beyond the Rio Grande. The current trend in migrant apprehensions nationwide has already broken several records and metrics kept by the agency with no sign of slowing down. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by C. Herrera from Coahuila.